Why, hello there. I see you didn't forget my jacket. Good. Come on in. You know, you look really good in that. Yes, you do. Stop being modest. It's a little big on you. You look cute. However, I am very intrigued what you look like under it, so just let me get that for you. So you are wearing something underneath. That dress is so short. I didn't see it at all just now. I thought you might have decided to throw caution to the wind and forego clothing entirely. No, I like it. That's a beautiful color on you. And it fits you so well. I can't resist. May I? Good girl. Yeah, that's right. Just lean up against the wall. Feel my hands against your body. Oh, you like me nibbling on your ear, I'll keep that in mind. Just let me run my hand from this hem hugging your pretty little thighs up and over these maddening hips. Brush my fingers over your pretty waist and up your sides. Up to this sexy shoulder, to this delicate, pretty little neck. This is a beautiful necklace. I don't think I've ever seen you wear it before. Yes, I do like it. Such a dainty chain. And this precious little pendant weighing it down, my eyes can't help but follow it. Down your neckline, over these collarbones, and down the center of this lovely chest of yours. Oh, you're breathing rather fast, pretty girl. What's wrong? I'm so sorry, but I have no idea what these whimpers mean. Can you use your words for me? You want me to keep going and touch you more? It would be my absolute pleasure, darling. But not yet. Come on, I made us dinner. Was it easy finding my place? Yeah? Yeah. There's not too many students staying in this part of the city. Some post-grads, maybe. What do you think so far? Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. Have a seat. Get comfortable. I'll bring the food out. Dinner is served, and with it, I happen to think this might pair pretty nicely with the pasta. Some nice red wine to match that dangerous shade of lipstick you have on. One for you, and one for me. Cheers. Do you like it? Yeah? It's a good year. Yeah. Yeah, that's the year when I was the age you are now. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Is that a bit of a touchy thing? Hey, look at me, come on, look at me. You haven't been able to meet my eyes since I opened that door, and you're fidgeting. What's wrong? What are you nervous about? Look, I know the thing we have started off a little unorthodox, some would say, and the circumstances of us meeting are maybe a bit different from the rest of your friends, but it's just that. Circumstance. Here, come in close. Feel my hot breath on your ear while I run my hand up and down this deliciously exposed thigh. Listen to me very closely. I was attracted to you from the moment I saw you, in that first 8 a.m. on that rainy Monday morning. Before the provocative outfits, before all the teasing, everything. And I know you felt it too. Otherwise you wouldn't have done all that. My point is, we could have met at the park, or at a bar, or yes, at a class I was teaching. The result would have been the same. Outside of the classroom, or even the bedroom, we are two adults who are attracted to each other. And that's it. We don't have to put a label on anything. We can just have a little fun. I want to get to know you better, but I won't push anything if you still have any reservations. Look at me. You're a smart girl, and I know you've given this a little bit of thought, but for now, forget what anyone else might think. Or that I'm your professor. Do you want this? Good. I do too. Although if it helps, I will hold back from making any more jokes about our age gap. Though they'll keep coming, I'm sure. So, let's try that again. The wine's good, huh? It is a little fancy, yes, but I thought you might appreciate it. You always struck me as someone with good taste. No, I'm not making fun of you. Well, yes, you did always dress in a way that would make a priest blush, but you managed to keep it classy somehow. That's what drew me to you. Okay. One of the things that drew me to you, fair enough. It's interesting that you're teasing me about my attraction to you while you're running your foot up and down my leg. Oh, no, I assure you, it's doing everything you want it to, and then some. No way, that's crazy. And you didn't get caught? God, you are wild. I had no idea. I always thought you were... Never mind. Well, you get pretty much perfect grades. You're never late. All the professors adore you. I guess I never assumed you would get up to such trouble outside of class. you also follow orders well. And if I'm not mistaken, seem to take being reprimanded very well indeed. I was surprised how quickly you texted me to, return my jacket. Sure you aren't sore anymore? We'll see how long that lasts. Oh, and you're never miserable on Monday morning, so I figured you didn't party or drink a ton, but considering the dent we've made in this bottle, maybe you just know how to hold your drink. That's true. Having a meal with it does help. I'm happy you like the food. Yes, I did mention that I'm attracted to you outside of the bedroom. Obviously, you're intelligent, but you've also made me laugh more tonight than I have in entire relationships before this. You're very witty. I like a girl that I have to keep up with. And if your stories are anything to go by, you're certainly a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what more I can find out about you. What? Inside the bedroom? God, okay. I would say it's the alcohol that's got you so bold if I didn't know that this is just how you are. Well, it would only make sense for me to show you what I think of you in the bedroom once we get there, wouldn't it? I think it's time I gave you a tour of the place. You all done with your food? Are you sure you don't want seconds? I made enough if you still want to eat and chat. Someone's impatient, Here, give me your plate. Just let me tidy up. Or you can help bring everything to the kitchen with me. That works too. Thank you. Now, should I do the dishes now or later? Okay. I'll stop teasing. I guess I'll start the tour here. This is the kitchen. Yeah, no shit. Ha 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 ha. Brat. I always knew I wanted a big, modern space with a view into the living room so I can watch a movie or follow a recipe while I'm cooking. I also get a pretty good view out the windows, so sometimes I just put some music on and make dinner while I watch the sun go down. It's a beautiful sight. You should see it someday. Come on, give me your hand. Let me show you around. You've already seen the dining room and living room. Pretty simple, but everything's quality. Yeah, I guess you could say it's all sturdy. What? I should have known. Sure, we can test that theory out. Put the integrity of my furniture to the test. But not tonight. Patience. These are the big bookshelves lining the hallway, full of history books. No surprise there. We can move on to... What? You love them. Oh, right. I forgot that you're kind of a nerd. Hey, it's okay. I mean, clearly I am too. No, I think it's cool how you're genuinely interested in this stuff. You can have a look through later, see if there's anything you want me to lend you. No, of course I don't mind. Just think of it as extra resources. And not a privilege of sleeping with your professor. Oh, and these are my diplomas. Yep, undergrad, master's, PhD. I didn't think I'd be the type of guy to frame these, but with everything I went through to get them, I kind of felt like I had to. My thesis, well, God, you're going to think it's so ironic. It's about the politics and diplomacy of Reconstruction in France from 1945 to 1952. I know. I almost wrote it about the French Revolution, actually, but that horse has been beaten so deep into the ground by generations of history students, I just couldn't. Really quick, there's my home office, little home gym, the guest bedroom, and through here is the master bedroom. Where do you think you're going? No. We can't go deeper into the bedroom before seeing the ensuite. No, stop whining. Look at me. Do you remember what you promised me last time? That's right. You promised to be my good girl. And you've done a decent job of it so far. Tonight, at least. What you need to understand is that we are going to have a lot of fun if you listen to me. Do you want to have some fun? Yeah? And what do you have to do for that to happen? Clever girl. Let's take a look at this bathroom. It is nice, isn't it? That rainfall shower feels amazing. As does this lovely, huge bathtub. Oh yeah, you like the marble sink counter? Nice and cool to the touch. But what do you think about this mirror? So wide. You can see everything. Can see you standing there, all done up. So pretty in this tempting, tiny little dress. Can see me towering behind you, my eyes fixed on yours. No, don't turn around. Keep looking. Keep looking at how much bigger I am than you. How easy it would be for me to just grab you and toss you around however I want. So much bigger and older and stronger. If I decided to have my way with you, looking as I step closer and slide a hand onto your hip and the other around your neck. You practically melt whenever I do that. Such a strong, smart young woman. Reduced to a plaything under my hands. Is it me? Or are you so easy that you get like this with any man? It's you what? Looks like I have to squeeze my hand just a little tighter for you to remember your manners. I'm going to give you one more chance. Who gets you so weak and pliant like this? You, sir. Good girl. I know you didn't mean to be disrespectful. You just forgot. It's okay. I remember how dumb you get when I touch you. In fact, to make sure you remember how you should show me respect, I'll give you some options. You can either call me sir, or if you want, you can call me daddy. Oh, someone like that, huh? That shiver was delicious, sweetheart. Not a betting man, but I think it's safe to say that if I were to slip my hand just underneath this slutty little dress, that I would find some nice soaked panties to drench my fingers in wetness. I haven't done anything. I haven't even groped your sexy tits or smacked this yummy ass. All it takes is my voice in your ear and my hand on your throat to get you leaking like a little bitch. So pathetic. Oh, God. I missed how it feels to hurt you. Not that you haven't given me any reason to. Yeah, that's right. You're getting another punishment. Oh, don't look at me all surprised like that. You know what this is for, don't you? You fucking liar. You're telling me you have no idea why you're about to get your ass beaten raw? Well, let me refresh your memory. Keep looking in the mirror now. I want you to see just how sorry you look when I treat you the way you deserve. Just let me lift this dress up. I mean, it's doing a shit job at covering your ass anyway, but I still want you to feel everything, which means I am going to rip these panties off of you. Leave them by your ankles, slut. We don't have to be quiet this time, so I don't want anything plugging up that dirty mouth of yours. I want to hear every single perverted sound I can work out of you. Oh no, come on, you can do better than that. I'm sure you can be louder for me. Or, oh, surely not. Do I have to hit you harder? Well, say it. Say you want me to hit you harder. Oh, well, if the lady insists. There we go. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. No holding back now. I want every moan, whimper, and scream I can tear out of you. You know, I was naive enough to think that after I fucked your brains out that you would start dressing like a regular student rather than the tart you elect to present yourself as. My mistake. I thought that once you'd gotten what you wanted, that would be the last I saw of the miniskirts and the tube tops and those dainty little bralettes that do next to nothing to hide your tits. And of course there was the usual bending over to wiggle your ass at me, or leaning forward and pushing your cleavage up with that wicked smirk on your face. I thought you might cover up a little more on the colder days at least, because that's what you used to do. But now, no matter how cold it is, you still dress like a slut. And to add icing on the cake, well, this cake actually, you combat the cold by wearing my jacket for everyone to see. I don't know what game you're playing, but if you wanted me to spank your whore ass again, you could have just said so. But I know you like it better if you deserve how I'm hurting you. Because I do too. You're starting to shake already, baby. What's the matter, huh? It's not too much, is it? No, I didn't think so. Sluts like you can take much worse. Enjoy taking much worse, as a matter of fact. But I'll play along. Rub my hand up and down your beaten ass cheeks. Soothe the sting a little bit. God, they're burning out already. Fuck. I'm nowhere near done with you. Turn your head. Come here. You're too fucking hot for your own